So next I'd like to introduce Molly Oliveri. Molly is actually now the acting director of the Division of Pediatrics and Treatment Research, and as well as the deputy director. So she's, as many people in the Institute you'll find, are wearing more than one hat, and she's certainly one of them. Thank you.
Thanks, Richard, and welcome, everyone. It is really terrific to see such a large turnout. I wouldn't be surprised if some folks are still waylaid back at the security desk, but it looks like most have been able to get in. I'd like to thank the members of the Planning Committee for this meeting, most notably Cheryl Boyce and Courtney Farrell, who you briefly have met or seen. And actually, there are quite a number of NIMH staff in attendance here, representing nearly all of the divisions and offices involved in supportive research at NIMH. It may, in fact, be all division offices, but I wasn't totally sure, so I didn't want to say all. Also, NIH staff, broader NIH staff from the Center for Scientific Review are personally contributing their time and energy to this effort. And finally, we're gratified that our faculty includes a number of researchers from the field who exemplify a longstanding commitment to mentoring, and they have devoted their time and effort to this meeting today as well. Thanks to all of you. You're going to have a long list of welcomers to demonstrate how important this is to NIMH. Of that long list, I represent the Division of Pediatric Translational Research and Treatment Development. It was one of the center three boxes on Dr. Nakamura's slide of the three translational divisions in our new organization. We support and administer programs of research and research training and career development with the ultimate goal of preventing and curing child and adolescent mental disorders. That's our specific focus. But together with other research divisions at NIMH, our goal and challenge is to translate basic research in behavioral processes, brain development, at genetics, and the role of environmental factors to understanding how mental disorders happen and how they best can be prevented and treated. For this goal to be successful, we believe that it is extremely important to increase the number of research scientists who are prepared to transition into independent fields in this area, and that's why you're here. So over the next 2 days, you will be exposed to lots of information on the grant review and funding process and to discussions of a range of substantive topics that bear on research in this area. And along the way, please make sure that we hear from you. We really need to hear your thoughts, your questions, and your insights and observations. We greatly appreciate your being here, as Dr. Nakamura said, and I hope you get a lot of out of the meeting and that you enjoy yourselves. For many of you, this is your first contact with NIMH. Please don't let it be the last. We hope to hear more from you as you prepare your own applications for independent funding. And one of the most important messages I hope you take home from the experience today and tomorrow is that we are here to help with every step along the way. And then you'll say, well, who's we and how do we get the help? This is our division's cute little contact list. I think it's cute anyway, that's at your places. But every division at NIMH has information on the web of contact scientists to contact when you have a research idea as early as possible in the process. Their email addresses and phones are there, and we really do need to hear from you. By the way, that NIMH, the hard copy of the NIMH website is in, I think, the first section of your binders, so that'll help you get to the site, and then you keep clicking and you hopefully find the right person. So, Now we would like to give everybody a chance to say hello from the various divisions and offices in NIMH to tell you where they're coming from and to give them a chance to welcome you as well. So we'll kind of start over here with Dr. Kaplan.
Good morning. I'm Barry Kaplan. I am the Director of the Office of Fellowship Training of the Division of Intramural Research. And on behalf of our faculty and our staff, I'm delighted to welcome you to Bethesda. For my own edification, how many of you have been to the NIH main campus 2 miles or 3 miles south of us? Could you raise your hand? Oh, great. So you're not strangers. Great. Well, I noticed that Cheryl and Courtney gave you 100 milliseconds of free time on Tuesday. And if any of you wish to use that to visit with us on campus, we would be delighted to have you and entertain you tomorrow afternoon. Now, Cheryl has also organized for you a mock study section review tomorrow at 9 o'clock. And she's asked me to remind you, as a training director, do your homework. Read your grants so that we can participate in an interactive session and you can serve on the panel. Once again, I'm delighted to have you here in Bethesda and hope that you find your time here very well spent. Ernie.
Peek around the corner because I can't see everybody over there, and I'm sure that you can't see us here. So my welcome from the Office for Special Populations and the Office for Rural Mental Health Research. And I want to welcome you particularly because I see you as emerging scientists, people on their way up, and I think that's probably one of the biggest concerns that I have in my office is to make sure that people like you do make it all the way through the system, and that means up and to getting grants from the NIH. Just to tell you a little bit about the offices, we have housed in the office, for example, the program on women's mental health, which is probably one of the most important ones that we have in the Institute in terms of working with special populations. We have the health disparities program, and that's Kathy Rocha, by the way. I'm not sure if she's here someplace. She should be here. Sherman Raglan, in charge of the health disparities program. If you can stand up, Sherm. I'm sure a lot of people know Sherm. In terms of the rural mental health program, Tony Pollitt is the chief of that program. And lastly, our research scientist development program, and Mike Sesma is in charge of that program as well. So what I would like to stress is that in the research scientist development program, we do a number of things to actually assist people working their way through to independence. And that includes everything in the case of our programs from undergraduate, through graduate, through postdocs, and also as people beginning to get their independence as young faculty. So if you have any questions about that, you know, we're around, I'm around, Sherman is around, so you can ask questions from us concerning these programs. Thank you.
Ernie and Barry, I'm sorry that you couldn't be seen. Gene, would you like to come up, if you guys would like to come up so everybody can see you? Thanks. I'm Jean Nerona. I'm representing the Division of Extramural Activities. And within our division, we have a lot of important administrative functions. Your grants get paid out of our grants management branch. And many of the grants that are submitted are reviewed within the NIMH's Division of Extramural Activities. We have a review branch. And I actually manage a referral office, which in which we communicate with the central location where grants are received to make sure that we're getting the right grants assigned to us and that the right grants are getting assigned to our review shop. So we'll be having a session this afternoon on peer review, which in which you'll have some members from CSR, which is the Center for Scientific Review, where many of the applications are reviewed. They'll discuss the review process, and I'll talk a little bit about electronic submission, which is the newest thing coming down the block for all you grantees. And potential grantees. It's going to be a difficult process converting to this electronic submission, and so we'll talk about that a little bit.
Okay. Good morning. I'm Kevin Quinn. I'm the acting director for the Division of Neuroscience and Basic Behavioral Science. And I'll stay brief with my comments. We have a lot of introductions, but I think you're here to get a lot of valuable information in the next 2 days. So our division represents the basic science end of this axis that Richard described of basic translational and interventions research at NIMH. And in our division, we handle research across a number of different levels of analysis. So we support basic research from the genetic level, the molecular level, the cellular level, the systems neuroscience level, and then the behavioral level. And our role is to provide that basic research that's going to be able to provide the foundation on which translational and interventions level research can be done that will address the NIMH mission. And we're organized into a total of 5 different offices and branches to serve these different levels of analysis. That information's all on the web with the appropriate contact points. And so I'll just end by giving you a commercial that when we talk with investigators, especially new investigators, I tell them that 95 to 98% of your time needs to be focused on doing really outstanding science. But there's that 1 or 2% of your time that's really well spent to understand the system with which you need to interact to be successful in a practical way. So I applaud the fact that you're here today, spending your 1 or 2% of your time to understand this, because it really does pay off. So thank you.
Hi, I'm David Shore. I'm I have 2 hats, as Molly suggested. Many of us up in here in the front of the room seem to be working under these days. I am the Associate Director for Clinical Research, and in that capacity, you're going to hear me speak tomorrow around 11 a.m. on human subject issues, data and safety monitoring, and some other issues relevant for clinical trials research. However, in my spare time, I'm the NIMH Acting Director of the Division of Services and Interventions Research. And I've only been doing this for a little while, but I have learned our priorities include effectiveness studies, practical clinical trials, the kinds of studies that include people with comorbid mental disorders, substance abuse disorders, and other mental disorders, the kinds of people who may be excluded from efficacy studies, drug development studies, et cetera. We also fund research on services, that is the way in which the design, delivery, and financing of mental health services affect the outcome, the quality of life, and the cost of those services. We also fund research on dissemination and implementation of evidence-based practices. As you saw, we're sort of on the far right of that implementation design. We focus in addition on research on suicidality and research on the safety of various treatments. So with that, I will go back and sit down, turn it back over.
Thanks,
to you.
Helen? Or Wayne or Ellen?
Well, good morning. I'm Wayne Fenton. I'm the director of the Division of Adult Translational Research. I guess if we have not welcomed you to death yet, we soon will. My division is primarily focused on developing new treatments for mental illness in adults and new diagnostic tests for mental illness in adults. But as Richard said, of course, we recognize that most disorders both begin in childhood and also derived from an interaction between biological factors and developmental factors. And understanding those interactions is one of our major priorities at this particular time. I think another thing that I would want to say is that from your perspective, as people interested in development, a big gap that we have is understanding what the effect is on families of having a child, both a young child or an adult child with mental illness. I think many of you can understand that this can have a absolutely devastating effect on the marriage and ripple out through the other children and actually across generations. And we have virtually no research in this area, both either to understand it or to try to do something to prevent some of those negative consequences. And I think within the area of your interest, I would identify that as among the priorities that we would like to see more research in. So I think I'll just stop there and turn it over to Ellen Stover, the last division director.
This feels like the last speaker before lunch. Good morning. I think the key point for my division, before I get into content, is we have two funding streams, AIDS and non-AIDS, and they've called it non-AIDS for about 25 years. I have programs that focus on primary and secondary prevention in HIV and the neuropsychiatric consequences of HIV, as well as behavioral approaches to prevent the adverse consequences of mental disorders, particularly stigma, projects that focus on adherence to mental health treatments, comorbidity, particularly in children. And I wanted to mention before I close two people from my division, one who's been very helpful to this meeting, David Stoff, who you'll be meeting later in the program, and Diane Rausch, who will also be leading a session. Thank you.